the rules, at least it's translated into English. It mentions certified startups, talks about staff of no more than 250 individuals, annual income not exceeding 50 million euros. Is this separate from research and development, or is this startups within the R&D space?
There is a specific notion of startup according to the law. So this is a different thing. That so the research and development is another indent from the regime. So it applies to other entities. And the issue with the notion of startup is that it has less than actual exercise, less than 25 workers, under 50 millions. But there are other requirements. But there has to be a round of investment, at least one round of investment by venture capital or another entity. This will apply for sure. This will be very interesting for actual startups. See, this is a very substantial regime. This will be a very interesting benefit for startups that will be able to hire people to work in the startups. But this is not a regime that will apply for people that want to move to Portugal and will simply be able to incorporate a startup. It won't work. See, if you have a startup, if you have a project, and if you qualify, obviously most successful startups will have a round of investment. So please come to Portugal. We have a tax regime for startups. We have a tax regime for stock options on startups. And we'll have this incentive to hire people to work on the startups. So see what I was meaning before? I think the regime still has one solution for more massified cases of people that move to Portugal and will still be able to carry out their business remotely. They will have a presence here. They will be working. They will be integrated in their corporate structure, international corporate structure. And this applies, I would say, to a significant amount of activities. And it doesn't even have to be startups. See, it's more massified. But then we have that specific.
But within that one, does that type of activity need to somehow be related to R&D?
On the more massified?
Yeah.
Not necessarily,
Not
because
as, yeah.
one of the, at least according to the current ordinance that we are applying, at least until new legislation is passed, we have one of the cases, which is you can have a company incorporated for administrative support to other companies. This is real. This is they are rendering support on administrative issues. They're rendering support to other entities in the group. So I would say it is realistic that if you are in a at least big or medium-sized group, that you have one entity which is rendering services, support services to the others. So it's realistic that you have that, and it doesn't have to be connected, linked to research and development.
Okay. So, and this is separate from the startups as defined, but a minimum of 25 employees and have gone through a round of funding. So, okay. So, like there are three categories of companies, right? They are, let's say, those in R&D, those are that in the startup phase, but they're not brand new. They have some track record. They've had a round of funding because they at least have 25 employees. So something is going on. So that's the second group. And then there's like everybody else, which is a situation that applies right now. You can incorporate a company, perhaps that's related to an enterprise that you've been working with previously. So, but the benefits that will be available would be different for each of these.
Benefits will be the same. It's 20% flat tax for the individual, and then exemption in Portugal in respect of foreign income. So the benefits will be the same.
Right, but okay, so at the individual level, but at the corporate level.
And at the corporate level, the benefits are already were already approved. The concern now is more to have. I mean, it's a social concern. It's a concern to keep people in Portugal. It's a concern to bring the talent. I want to bring all engineers from tech companies that are working in US. If you are carrying out a new expanding your business to Europe, come to Portugal. We'll have a regime that will allow you to maximize the income in the pockets of your employees. You will be able to attract talent. So I think you summed it up very well. So three blocks: research and development, startups and as a solution to other cases that are still substantial and you're still carrying out business. Then there is a transitional period that will still apply the old NHR, provided that you were already sort of in a transition period. So you started your visa application. It was taking a long time, so you were unable to change tax residency.
Mm-hmm.
You signed a lease, but you haven't signed the deed. You actually found a house. You booked, made a reservation to make the promissory agreement. A lot of practicalities to relocate to another country, or at least in most cases, you'll be able to still apply for the NHR.
Right.